WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
This is Fresh Air. I'm Terry Gross. The Russian composer Dmitri Shostakovich is best known for his long, serious symphonies and moving chamber music. But classical music critic Lord Schwartz has discovered that for nearly half a century, Shostakovich was also writing soundtrack music for Soviet films. Some of this music has been recorded, and Lorne finds some fascinating relationships between the music for concerts and for films.
Of the major composers of this century, Shostakovich often strikes me as among the most problematical. His chamber and vocal music seem to me his best work. Devastatingly sad, or cheeky, needling, satiric, even sarcastic, avoiding the endless bombast and heavy-handed profundity that often compromise his symphonies. The biggest puzzle about Shostakovich is whether he was Stalin's official state composer, which is what we assumed in the West during the Cold War. But now it seems that his music was filled with secret jokes that ridiculed the Soviet dictator's policies and person. So Shostakovich has been rescued not only by political correctness, but also by the multiple layers of meaning his music provides to those in the know. And yet, however brilliant his orchestration, however ambitious his musical architecture, many of his important works are still a long drink of water. That's one reason I'm so taken with an album called Movie Madness, of excerpts from Shostakovich's film scores. Most of these selections are only 2 or 3 minutes long. The two longest are under 8 minutes. Shostakovich used or invented popular tunes in his symphonies, but in his movie music, his borrowings or imitations are even more delightfully tongue-in-cheek. The film Golden Mountain must be set in Vienna. Its waltz is an infectious and admiring takeoff on Strauss. I've never seen any of the films that Shostakovich scored. There's a Hamlet and a King Lear, one called The Gadfly, one called Trilogy About Maxime. A 1949 film called The Fall of Berlin is surely a post-war propaganda piece. The liberated Dresden scene from 5 Days, 5 Nights ends with Shostakovich's own more acidic orchestration of Beethoven's Ode to Joy. The piece called The Ball in the Castle from Hamlet hardly suggests the intrigues of a Danish court, but it's vintage Shostakovich. The selections on this Movie Madness CD are taken from discs that contain more complete soundtracks. Someday I hope to explore them. But right now, I'm happy listening to these rousing, sentimental, and comic miniatures vividly played by the Berlin Radio Symphony Orchestra under Mikhail Yurovsky, James Judd, and Leonid Green. These selections are Shostakovich in his most charming and understated vein. I'm not in a hurry to see most of these movies. I actually like guessing what the story might be. In fact, that's just what I do in his longer works. I create my own scenario. And the very fact that Shostakovich wrote so much film music reassures me. How could all that musical visualization of screen images not have had a big influence on his concert music?
Lord Schwartz is classical music editor of the Boston Phoenix. He reviewed Movie Madness, excerpts from the film music of Dmitri Shostakovich on the Capriccio label.